Good morning. Thank you for coming on the last day. I'd like to get a little sense of our audience. So I'm wondering, how many of you are from public health departments? Oh, wonderful. Okay, how many of you are from community agencies? Okay, not so much. How many of you are from academic settings? Uh-huh, a lot, all right. How many of you are students? We have students?
Yay.
Yay for the students. That's wonderful. How about faculty? We got faculty. We're doing really well. Public health nurses. Yeah, great. Okay. And how about other health professionals? Okay, one. Good. Well, thank you so much for coming. It's really helpful to have a better sense of who the audience is here for today. We're going to be talking about faculty and residents, and our exemplar is going to be nurses as faculty and residents, but it could actually be a variety of different faculty who work in that same kind of role. And I want to share that we have no relationships to disclose in this presentation. Okay, for today's discussion, we're going to focus on three main areas. We're going to talk about emerging faculty practice roles, particularly in public health nursing as an exemplar. And then we're going to move into talking about how we partner. Partnerships are really critical to success of the faculty practice roles, the learning experiences for students, and also for the impact that faculty and students can have in collaboration with public health and community agencies on the health of the population. And then finally, we'll end with some discussions around the implication for faculty practice for advancing public health nursing. Our project that we're involved in, we are grateful to HRSA for the funding for our project. Our project is called ICANN, and ICANN is the Interprofessional Care Access Network. And ICANN has several areas of focus. We're all about partnerships, and partnerships that are geographically based in neighborhoods or any defined geographic area. And the partnerships include the Academic Health Center, also neighborhood clinics, and then a less traditional partner in some places, community service agencies that are actually critical to the success of the work that we're involved in doing. Our project is about interprofessional education, so we have students from a variety of programs that are involved, and more importantly, our project focuses on improving the health of individuals and populations, especially those who fall through the gaps in our neighborhoods. Long-term, we're looking at triple aim goals of improving health outcomes, reducing costs, and increasing satisfaction with our systems. We had the opportunity to present to a team from the National Center for Interprofessional Practice and Education who came to our university because our university was identified as an incubator site. And after presenting, they requested that our project become one of their incubator projects. And it's interesting to note that the National Center's goals and area of focus really align well with those of our project. So I can appreciate why they might have selected us in that way. So in the work that we're doing and in the role of for faculty in the neighborhood in a practice way, the partnerships are really essential, and the faculty in residence, they are the critical person in having those relationships and partnerships. And these are not short-term commitments for a practice role. They are long-term commitments that span many years. And so we really get to know the people in the neighborhood, the agencies in the neighborhood, the needs of the neighborhood, and become a part of that experience. It means that we attend all kinds of neighborhood events. It means that we're really immersed in the neighborhood. And when the agencies are looking for volunteers or they're looking to hire someone, we're also a part of that process. We work with interprofessional teams. And our focus, again, is to impact health and healthcare services for people specifically in that neighborhood. So it's about the people, it's about our organizations, our community agencies, and the academic partners. I wanted to just honor our partners briefly and share with you the three neighborhoods that we're working in. In every neighborhood, we have a federally qualified health center, in this case, Central City Concern, and then we have partners that address social determinants of health, Neighborhood House and McDonald Center. And this represents the Old Town Portland neighborhood, which was our first neighborhood. In the second year, we added another neighborhood. This neighborhood is in a rural part, southern part of Oregon, and our federal qualified health center is La Clinica. We also have St. Vincent's de Paul and the Family Nurturing Center. And just this October, we began in our third neighborhood, and it's in southeast Portland, and our focus in this neighborhood is around immigrant and refugee groups. And our partners there are OHSU Federally Qualified Health Center, Richmond Clinic. We have the Russell Street OHSU Dental Clinic, and then we have Lutheran Community Services. They sponsor a lot of refugees. And then we also have Asian Health and Service Center that have programs for refugees and immigrants. Okay, so really important to the practice of faculty and residents is to build the partnerships and be really focused on making sure that communication is strong, that there's trust when there's an issue that comes up, that it gets dealt with directly, and we all talk and come together and figure out what the issue is and what the resolution is. It really needs to be respectful, honest, transparent. That's foundational to the success of these kind of partnerships. You also have to have clarity about what everybody's going to do and what the expectations are, so that we don't have misunderstandings. And that takes a lot of discussion. And it's really important in that to listen to the community and the people in the community and understand what's important to them and align what we're involved in with them, rather than bringing the academic priorities and just kind of steamrolling it through the neighborhood. It really needs to come from the neighborhood in terms of where we focus and where students focus. And it needs to be a relationship that is mutually beneficial and that we all share ownership for everything that we're involved in. It's not just about the academic organization. I would suggest with you that CCPH, the Campus Community Partnership for Health, have done a wonderful job of putting together principles for partnership. And those are a tool that we use when we meet with neighborhood agencies to talk about how we're going to work together and get input and begin that discussion and setting up our ground rules. My colleague Heather now is going to talk more specifically about the role of faculty and residents and what that looks like in the neighborhood.
Thanks, Lana Ray. Good morning. So the faculty practice in public health just seems to really be largely missing in our academic circles. We have faculty practice roles in hospitals and in other places, but not so much in public health. So given the emerging healthcare delivery systems that are very community-based, now really seems like a good time to take a look at what could faculty practice roles be in the community setting. So the faculty and residents, we haven't really talked about exactly what that role is. And for us, it's a faculty member, a nursing faculty member, who is full-time and brings nursing students into clinical settings in the community that have already been established. But her role then expands by about a 0.25 FTE to be able to facilitate interprofessional student teams within the community setting. In this way, she's able to really bridge that gap between academe and the community, which we often see existing in these circumstances. She's also able to identify both individual and population level needs within the community and work with the community members to, again, have those dialogues, build those relationships, and work on mutual goals to meet those needs. So as we said, we utilize interprofessional student teams, and OHSU is very fortunate to have several health profession schools. Our teams consist of nursing students, medical students, dental students, and pharmacy students. So the student teams work in collaboration with the faculty and residents, as I said, and also the agency to identify and then assist individuals on self-identified health goals. And individuals are referred to the faculty and residents and the student teams from our partner agencies that you just saw up there a few minutes ago. Some of the examples of goals that we work with clients on are obtaining housing, accessing services, both healthcare and social services. It might be as much as I can't afford my medications, and so helping them with prescription programs, and then making sure that they understand what those medications are being used for. The faculty and residents role also is really important, that we meet with our students before we go out on visits. So we might visit clients in their home, in the agency, in a park, wherever they are, we meet them there. And so planning the visit with the clients is really important, and bringing those perspectives from each of the different unique disciplines to the table. And then after the visit, it's very important, again, to debrief that visit, again, bringing the perspectives of each of the individual, unique students together, so that they can dialogue about how they perceived the visit went, and doing some problem solving together, and then planning for the next visit and who's going to do what. And in this way, roles are kind of identified within the teams, and they have an opportunity to learn to communicate across disciplines. The other important piece to what we do, because we're focusing on social determinants of health, is we really want to think of our clients as key informants, and then we think about the faculty and residents help students think about what are the larger issues and what are the context of which this person is living, and how does that extrapolate to the larger society. So that's really important learning for the students as well. So in this way, we help the students to zoom out and zoom in, looking at those larger social determinants of health. I'll just give you a real quick example. We had a client who had been blacklisted from his primary care provider, and when the students made the visit, they found out that he lived on the third floor, he walked with a walker, and his elevator was dysfunctional. And so they were able to think about that larger context, and they went around to other buildings in the neighborhood, and guess what? Same thing. So that's an example of how we help the students to zoom out. So I've kind of given you a decontextualized blick of what the faculty and residents and the students do, but here's a diagram that gives you an idea. Our NCAP is our Neighborhood Collaborative for Academic Practice Partners. Those are those agencies that we work with. They refer their clients to us, the faculty and resident and student teams. We then work with the clients in coordinating care and access to services, whatever it is they're needing at their home, their agency. And then we're able to huddle and think about those larger contexts. And then that really gives us some ideas about population-based projects that students can participate in as well. So in this way, faculty and residents really assumes a rather significant role, I think, in neighborhoods to complement and extend the public health and public health nursing and community nursing, provides practice opportunities for faculty. And this is important because we sometimes need to reimmerse ourselves in the actualities of what's going on in our neighborhoods. And probably most importantly is it introduces our nursing students and interprofessional students to the role of public health nurse, community health nursing, and public health in general. So just going to leave you with this question as you go back, think about where you work, whether it's in institution or academe. Would there be a role for faculty and residents at your university or public health department or community center or whatever it is? That's it. Thank you very much. I suppose we have time for one question. Just one. Yes, way in the back.
Can you say it was the equivalent of a 2.5?
Yes. FTE? The faculty and residences role, and then they have a full group of clinical group, and so that's like would be a 0.75 in our institution. So it's a full-time position. So does that answer your question?
Interdisciplinary,
We do have FTE for our academic partners, but the faculty in residence really is the one on the ground at this time, organizing the students and being in the neighborhood. Looks like Monterey has an additional.
I think your question is, you know, the funding for the 0.25, and that comes out of the grant. And it could be for faculty in other professions as well as nursing. Yeah. It doesn't have to be that. It just happened that that was how we began.
Thank you for your question.
That's a good question. I think we're out of time. I know we're just going to... she says we can go ahead. She's the boss.
I was just wondering if any money from the grant is going into the community.
Good question. Great question. We do have liaisons at each one of our partner agencies, and they are funded for that. We would love to expand that further, and we're actually talking about how we might be able to do that. This is a three-year grant. We're in our third year, and so we're looking at our sustainability, and that's definitely on the table. That's a great question. Thank you. I don't know how far we get to go. I think we just got cut off. Thank you very much.
We'll have time for questions at the end, so hopefully you'll stick around and listen to the speaker. So thank you very much, Heather and Monterey.